Nope.
Come on, ladies.
Let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. For the first time in a month, Dave is here to play, which is mad to think. You missed three Thursdays, didn't you?
Three Thursdays.
The good news is for Dave, bad news is for us ladies. He has drawn. So like so far, we are in the middle of the year. It's the 25th of June, 2026. And we can now reveal that Dave has won the girly quiz 8 times. And he has lost the girly quiz 8 times so far this year. So today we'll be telling to see which direction he's going in for the remainder of the year.
I'm excited to find out.
He's got 3 questions to get through to win the week. He must obviously get them all correct. But he does have 2 lifelines to help him on his way. One, is his phone a female? And it's Laura this morning. Hello, Laura.
Morning, Laura. How are you? Laura's not there. She hung up.
She is there. Hello, Laura.
Morning, hi, Laura. How are you? Okay,
hi,
Laura,
you?
Where do your expertise lie when it comes to girly things? Is it beauty, health, body parts, anything else?
To be honest with you, I don't really have any expertise on
okay.
that like that.
Fantastic.
So
you did?
Probably not the best, but look.
Oh, come on.
You're a girl.
You live your life as a lady, so you know stuff.
Yeah. I'd say that's a Jackie of all trades on the phone right there, is
no,
Laura.
No, honestly, not really. Okay. Oh, look, we'll give it a go.
Why
we'll
did you sign up for this? Why did you go,
she wants
yeah.
a Just Eat voucher.
Yeah, fair enough.
The one thing to mention to you listening is that this is the girly quiz, and the nature of it is sometimes we can get into uncharted waters when it comes to comments and things we discuss. The questions this morning, they're safe enough, but you just never know.
Are
keep
the kids
your hand.
In school yet?
The kids are still in school, some of them, and the big wrap-up of primary school is tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Just bear in mind, if there's kids in the car, keep your hand on the dial as we crack into this week's girly quiz. Dave, question number one. What beauty product was originally invented in the 1910s using petroleum jelly and coal dust?
Coal dust?
Yes, coal dust.
Petroleum jelly.
And coal dust.
And coal dust.
This was back in the 1910s, and it was the beginning of a now very popular beauty product.
I know the answer to this. This is just, like, I've just created, not in my head, but, like, I've just realised what it is. I was made going, it's hardly tan. But it could be mascara because of the coal dust and the in order to stick. It's 100% mascara. I'm, like, so sure.
Is that your final
it's
answer?
It's my final answer. It makes the most sense. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
Okay, I was like, that could have went either way.
That's
for
a really, 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 really good question, though.
You know
I'm really obsessed with that question.
You know what that did?
Because I got it right.
That directly led to the creation of Maybelline, the
really?
Giant global brand.
That
Maybelline,
is so clever.
Started by women back in the day mixing.
What were women doing in the mines?
Saying, hey,
that's a blue job.
When the boys were down in the mines, like, will you bring me back a bit of coal?
Yeah, bring me back a bit of gold.
For me eyes. For me eyes. Okay, question number two. Well done, Dave. One for one so far.
Ooh.
Dave, which part of the body would fat be taken from?
Oh, no.
During a buccal fat removal procedure? Callum, help.
Buccal.
Buccal.
A buccal.
A buccal.
Like a boy in Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buccal.
Buccal
fat.
B-U-C-C-A-L.
Buccal. Do the whole thing again.
So, which part of the body would fat be taken from during a buccal fat removal process or procedure?
I wrote this question.
Okay, did you? Yeah. You wrote this.
Yeah. I'm getting one done.
I would imagine. Well, it's fair because Emma writes all your tricky 10 questions.
we share these
I would imagine it's from the stomach and maybe put in your bum.
Because of buccal.
No, it's not for anything. Yeah, not for any reason, just more because.
Here's a question. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not know until yesterday. Do you have any, so you don't know what the word buccal means either?
No.
Neither do I.
Buckle.
Okay.
I'm thinking buccal, like a belt. So maybe around your waist.
Do I spell it for you? It's B-U-C-C-A-L.
Yeah. I'm going to call in Laura and see if she has any inkling at all. Because the question, read the question to Laura again. Morning, Laura, how are you? Emma's going to read the question because I don't really know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so which part of the body would fat be taken from during a buccal fat removal procedure, Laura? Any ideas?
What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I think it's from your eyes. And I only think in this because I looked into it because I think I might want it. I think it's from your eyelids, not your actual eyeball, your eyelids.
Sorry, you have fat in your eyelids? Not like you as a person specifically, but I just mean in general.
Yeah, like no, but I think it's not necessarily fat, but it's like skin like that. Like lift your skin up. Like I think it's your eyes. I think it's your eyes, not your eyeball, your eyelids.
Okay. Do you know what? It's the most bizarre answer you could have given. So, and because of that, I believe you.
Okay.
I'm
nearly sure that's what it is.
I would have said the stomach, but let's go for the crack with Laura and go for eyelids. Final answer.
You said final answer. Okay, this was the girly quiz where you could have taken the lead for the year or be at a loss for the year at 8-8 at the end of June.
Way to spoil it for me.
I can reveal that you, sir, are incorrect.
Shocking.
I'm afraid.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This is because Laura works for Dublin City Council and we're always slagging them on the show. And she decided to come on here and get it wrong just to
spite
me.
You sabotaged, did you?
Your eyelids. I was so stupid. Sorry. More fool me for going with you, Laura, to be honest. Your eyelids, for feck's sake. Why did I go with that?
Leave your
please. One, though, for your eyelids. There definitely is.
So basically, what it is so the buccal is the cheek.
Oh, okay. We both would have got it wrong.
I wouldn't have known that. The buccal fat pads are these naturally occurring pockets of fat located deep in the lower cheeks.
The buccal fat pads sounds like a football team in Raheny.
The right area, anyway. Close enough.
So basically, what they do is they don't actually take fat and put fat anywhere. They just take fat from the cheeks. Anyway, ladies, leave
inside
your lovely...
Inside the cheeks are like...
I don't know. It doesn't sound very nice. Leave your lovely faces
How
alone.
Did you find out about this, Callum?
There's a Maisie Peters song on a new album where she sings about her buccal
You're
fat.
You're joking. Yeah.
I asked my girlfriend Linda if she knew what it was first, so then I could present to Emma with the question and she knew what it was.
Very interesting. Good. Okay, leave your lovely faces alone. Laura, well done. A €50 Just Eat voucher, or whatever it is, I'm not sure. A Just Eat voucher is yours regardless of
leave
what
Leave your
happened
lovely
there.
Faces alone, she says. What did she say? Yesterday? I can't speak properly because I got a lip flip. Give some dose.
I am a bit of a hypocrite. I say leave your lovely faces alone, and I'm
She's
recently.
She's got the Botox and the lip flip.
Yeah, my face is frozen at the moment, and I keep making mistakes in the show because I recently got a lip flip. But leave your lovely faces alone, girls.
More emotion in a Buzz Lightyear. I can't believe we're only on question two.
See you, Laura.
It's been a roller coaster.
Bye, bye.
Good luck.
More, what did she say? More emotion in a
More
Buzz
emotion
Lightyear.
In the Buzz Lightyear.
Leave your lovely faces alone, girls. Don't get caught like I do by influence. Although you wouldn't know if I'm throwing you a dirty look now or if I'm crying
if
or
you're
what.
Happy.
And the lip flip makes saying SH is very difficult to say. We move into question number three. Dave?
Whew. You can say what you want here. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
After which phase of the menstrual cycle is the morning after pill generally no longer effective in preventing pregnancy?
I don't know any parts of the cycle. I only know luteal phase.
Oh, okay. This was incredibly scary to me when I learned this recently.
Yeah?
I was like, how have I gotten to 33 years of age and only discovered that for a large majority of the month, the morning after pill simply doesn't really work.
Okay, interesting.
Like,
I didn't know that.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, give me the question one more time.
So, at which phase, or after which phase of the menstrual cycle, does the morning pill generally isn't no longer really effective?
Okay.
I think the pharmacist would even say to you, there's probably not much point in taking this.
I'm going to simplify it just for the crack. I may as well get 2 out of 3. Even though it'll be completely 50-50.
Into simplify mode, after which phase of the menstrual cycle is the morning after pill generally no longer effective in preventing pregnancy? This was news to me recently. Quite shocking. Is it A, ovulation, or is it B, the follicular phase?
I don't think you would have written follicular phase because you can't say it.
It's really tough with the lip flip.
So I'm going to go with follicular.
You're going to go with follicular? Okay.
That's,
I need to
why
hear
did
those
you
words.
Do that? Why did you? No, because I'm obviously wrong because you just went, you're going to go with follicular.
I was just asking you what you're locking in, sir.
Right, well, we're going with the other one then.
Which is?
You gave it away again. I don't know. What was A?
Ovulation.
Ovulation.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Yeah, that's correct, but unfortunately you've lost the lead. Okay.
I still deserve a ding.
Okay. Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
Nice one. Well done. Yeah, ladies, this is shocking to me. Isn't that crazy?
So after...
Once you've ovulated...
Ovulation.
The morning after pill just, like, doesn't work.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. But, that's quite a big part of the cycle.
I won't go into big detail, but, like, I was like, so I can't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how have I got to 30? 33 and no one knew.
Is it just so lucky that you haven't been like gone to the chemist and say if you got one and for them to be like, yeah, you're in this phase, you shouldn't, there's no point in taking it. Yeah, because, I've never even heard of that.
So basically, when you go in to get the morning after pill, obviously they take you to the room of shame.
Yes.
And you sit down the back and you have to fill out a form and you're like, everyone knows we're walking to the room of shame, like, and you fill out the form and all that and grand. And the room of shame has improved over the years. It's less judgy.
That's
but they ask you all these questions, including like, what was the first day of your period this month and all that.
Yeah.
And like, lots of women have to use emergency contraceptive over the years. And I never knew that once you hit ovulation, because obviously what the morning after pill is doing is it's trying to stop it all from happening.
Yes.
But then it's too late. It's already, you can't, you're trying to, anyway, mad stuff.
I'm still no clearer, even though you gave me the answer.
Here's two takeaways from today. Leave your lovely faces alone and practice safe sex.
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty good.
I think that's
If you want a motion between Emma and Buzz Lightyear, go for Buzz Lightyear. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.